adding value over and over and over and over will set you apart in the marketplace right now, today. If you add value in the form of a podcast, if you write a book, if you do a free webinar, if you do a free pamphlet, a free ebook, all of those things will add value and set you apart from your competition. And if you're not doing that, your competitors are.
You are listening to the Built for More podcast. My name is Lane Taylor, and I'm obsessed with hearing people's stories and the value those stories can bring into our own lives. I have a passion for business, marketing, and shining a light on all the good that is happening in the world. I'm a husband and a father that left a decade-long corporate career to pursue my own dreams and passions in the world of entrepreneurship, because I believe that we are all built for more in this life. Join me on this journey as I bring you guests and stories that will inspire and motivate you to live a life in full abundance. I'm on a mission to learn from the best and share why I know we are all built for more. Now grab a seat, hit the play button, and let's get to work.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Built for More podcast. This is your host, Lane Taylor. Hope you're doing well. We're going to jump right into it today. Today's episode is something that I'm very, very passionate about. We're going to do a solo episode, and a lot of times we don't do a lot of technical things on the Built for More podcast, but this type of episode has been highly requested, and I just wanted to lay it out there. I just wanted to have some context on why I want to do this. And so last week, if you listened to last week's solo episode, we talked about how my partners and I were going to talk about why and how do you start a podcast, basically. Why do you start a podcast? And because that is kind of my life, that is all of our businesses. And we did a LinkedIn Live over on LinkedIn this past Tuesday, and we had so many people comment, we had so many people come and watch, and then some people said, you know, why don't you do an episode on this? And I said, you know what, let's do an episode on what, why, how you start a podcast, what are the ins and outs of it, and really to kind of get your mind thinking of what are some of the advantages of starting a podcast, because they're fun. Podcasting is fun. But a lot of times people do not do podcasting because it's very labor intensive. It takes commitment, but then also they just get burnt out. And then that's where we see a lot of people that just do not want to continue with podcasting. And I have a passion for it. I've been in a very, very long time, and there is such a need for it. And so I want to tell you right now that if you think that you have something to share with the world, if you think that you have a specific niche, most likely you do. Most likely you can own a little part of the internet and you can share what your dreams, your passions, your business that can serve other businesses. I see it all the time. You know, we have people and clients within our businesses that spawn every niche. It's just not interview styles with large celebrities or true crimes or things that are very, very common. You can, if done properly, you can successfully have a podcast within your personal brand, within your business, if it's properly identified within your ecosystem of what your offers are. And that's what I love helping people do every single day as a podcast strategist and a producer and a host, is say, hey, why should you start a podcast? What should the podcast be about? How should you do the podcast? Like all the intricacies of what it really takes. And let me just say again that if you've thought about it before, it's not hard. Podcasting is not hard. There's tools out there. There's ways that you can record. It doesn't take thousands of dollars of pieces of equipment for you to record your very own podcast, your very own show. You have to determine in the very entry level of how are you going to record, how are you going to edit, where are you going to host it? And those are all the types of things that I help people with, but I really just want to give you a little bit of context, a little bit of a detail on that show today. Before we get into that, hey, if what we're about to talk about is something you want to know more about on how we and our team help you, shoot me a message on Instagram or go to LinkedIn, very, very active on LinkedIn as well. And we can have those preliminary discussions. We can get on a call and we can just say, hey, this is why you should do this. This is how you should do this. And maybe, hey, maybe there's a need for it within your business. Okay. So with that being said, let's jump into just a really quick episode. So how do you start a podcast and why do you start a podcast? Let's start with why. Why is because there is a need right now for individuals and people to share their knowledge in the marketplace, okay? So if you have been in the marketplace or you've been through personal journeys or personal experiences, most likely there are individuals out there that can use what you have been through to serve them, to either get through it, to go over that hump. And honestly, what better way than to share your knowledge, to share your expertise? There is power in that. There is absolute power in that. And the podcast is a very easy medium to do that. You know, podcasting has been around for quite some time, but think about like it took, if you had to go onto the radio, if you had to go onto a TV spot, that took time, money, energy. Now with the form of podcasting, you can strategically create your own podcast on what you've been through, how you've been through it, and you share with your audience, hey, why you're doing this podcast. I'm going to, you know, there's so many different ones you can think about, you can Google. And the amazing part about it is people are using, now listen to this, people are using the search engine at Apple Podcasts up at the very top, just like they're using Google. So if they're searching how to start a podcast, why to start a podcast, which is what this is going to be titled, this episode could come up, which then can lead them to the episode, which then can put them in the ecosystem of maybe an offer that you have. Okay, so let's say that you are a course creator, or let's say that you have a product or a service, and let's say you're talking about, I'll use some good friends of ours, let's talk about photography. Okay, well, if you specifically are talking about how to properly price things, let's with your photography business, and then you use the keywords within your descriptions, within your titles, and then someone goes to Apple and they search, hey, how do I price my brand photography? Because that's the search bar in Apple. That's how people are using it, okay? That's how people are using it. Your episode comes up and you share the knowledge, and then all of a sudden you say, hey, get our free course or get something in return. And then they're in your ecosystem, boom, there you have a client, they go to your email list, or they're in your ecosystem. So why do you start a podcast? It's simply that simple. It's to be there, it's to share knowledge, it's to share your experiences, it's to add value. Here's what I really want people to understand. This is what I really want people to understand. Adding value to people in today's marketplace will set you above your competition. Adding value over and over and over and over will set you apart in the marketplace right now, today. If you add value in the form of a podcast, if you write a book, if you do a free webinar, if you do a free pamphlet, a free ebook, all of those things will add value and set you apart from your competition. And if you're not doing that, your competitors are. So I challenge you to think about, if you have said, man, I'd love to start a podcast, but I don't know what it would be about. Sit, get quiet, think about what you're helping overcome your customers, clients, challenges, and getting them to the next level. That's what I tell people all the time. If you don't think that you can add value in the form of a podcast, think about how you're helping your clients or customers overcome their challenges. And boom, those are your episodes right there. Maybe they can just be success stories. Maybe they can just be about how you do certain things in your business, or why you do certain things in your business, or you interview people that come onto your show. And I'm very passionate about it because it works. It works for people in their businesses. It works with people to get them on their podcast to show that you're industry experts. It makes a lasting impact on your customers. So, and another reason why to do it, now this is the crazy part. The other reason why to do it is because this may sound a little bit crazy. People don't stick with it. That there are millions and millions of podcasts right now on the internet. But do you know the statistic of individuals that do not go past 4, 5, 6 episodes? I'm talking, it's very, very low. I mean, I think our last statistic was like 10 to 15, maybe 20, like 10%. 10% do not go past a certain amount of episodes. So if you say, hey, I'm going to stick with it, I'm going to be consistent with it. And then when people start seeing your information, they start seeing your pages, they start seeing that you have a podcast that has 4 or 5, you know, episodes, maybe they go to 100 episodes, maybe you got 200 episodes, and then all of a sudden your credibility goes through the roof. I've seen it time and time again. It's happened in our business. It happened in my business. It's like, man, it boosts your credibility. And so that's another reason why. It's almost like having a book. Before podcasting, having a book was such a big thing. You have to have a book, and then you have the book, and you're a New York Times bestseller. But now people joke. That's the thing. People joke around about starting a podcast. And you know what? I've joked around about it too. But honestly, it is a very powerful medium. It is very powerful for your business. It's very valuable for your customers. Even if you have a small corner of the internet, I commit to you and I tell you right now that those customers need help. They need to be served and they need your advice and your help. And someone is going to give it to them. So why can't it be you? Why can't it be you? And getting into podcasting is simple, easy, and very inexpensive. Okay? So that's why. I could go forever on this. So that's why you should do it. How you should do it. How you should do it is really strategically plan on, hey, are you going to do every week? Are you going to do every other week? What are you going to record with? How are you going to record? Guys, when I very first started, I ordered a pack off of Amazon, and I figured everything out on my own. There are tons of platforms out there that you're able to record on. I'm going to give you the basics right now, okay? This is how you record a podcast. You go to Spotify for Podcasters. It is linked to Spotify. That is an account. If you have a premium account with Spotify, that is your hosting platform. So in other words, you can record on Spotify for Podcasters. You can record everything there. And you can get everything hooked up to Apple ID. You can get it hooked up to your Spotify. And those are the two main platforms. You can go to Spotify for Podcasters. And then the cool part about it, there are so many tools out there that you can record with, enhance your audio with, create trailers, create intros. Just create a plan that you can really have a successful launch and a successful podcast. And this is just very, very high level. Okay, so that's the basic one. You can record on a website called riverside.fm. You can record video. It's like $29 a month, guys. $29 a month. And it's like Zoom. You open it up. You can use your camera on your phone. You can use your microphone on your computer. They have enhancing software. You have to understand that the tools and the tricks are right now. They're there. And you cannot use the excuse that podcasting doesn't work, that podcasting is too hard, because there are tools, there are organizations, there are people out there like myself that want to help you start, grow, and launch your own very podcast to add value to your current client's base. So really quick, these are just some tools and things to look into and then also possibly implement into your thing. Spotify for Podcasters, that's where you're going to host things. Riverside.fm, that's where you can record video, audio, all the above. You can go to Amazon, guys. Search USB microphone for podcasting. You can spend $20. You could spend $400. Plug and play. It's that very simple. I haven't used headphones in almost 500 episodes. I didn't want to spend it. I don't have to spend it. I'm good. I don't have to do that. So guess what? You don't have to either. Like, you don't have to have all the fancy gear. You don't have to have everything set up perfectly. You don't have to have best light. You don't have to have the best camera. What you do have to have is a passion and a willingness to stay consistent, but then also say you're going to add value and know in your heart that you're going to add value to your current clients' businesses, because then you will stay consistent with it. Then let's say if your podcast gets huge and you have tons and tons of listeners, then you can invest in stuff. Everyone wants to go out and buy thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of pieces of equipment, and by month one, it's just sitting in the corner collecting dust, and you haven't done anything with it. So go to the simple tools, download the simple tools, try it out, do an episode, do an episode, do an episode. And guess what? If it gains traction, if you like it, if it's adding value to customers, if it's adding value to, let's say, your clients or even people within your business because they can understand who you are better as a person, then that's great. It has its purpose. So why and how and what should you do? The first thing, do it. Do it. Stop saying, hey, I don't have time for this. I don't know how to do this. There are tools, there are resources, and there are organizations. Our organization, we do it every single day. And if you're serious, this is what I tell people. If you are serious about starting a podcast and utilizing it in your sales process, only if you're serious, let's have a conversation. Because from the first conversation to the episode that posting, I'm there with you. We're there with you. Our team is absolutely amazing, and we're able to help you grow, launch, and really stay consistent with your podcast. You need media clips from it. You need good SEO. You need descriptions. You need titles. You need to partner with a team that understands how to do that. And that is exactly what we do. Why and how you should start a podcast is something I'm very, very passionate about. We've done webinars on them. We have a whole ecosystem and organization that helps people with this. And if you are at right now the point where you're like, now I don't really know if I want to do one, or I don't know where I would use a podcast, set up a call. Shoot me a message on Instagram. Shoot me a message on LinkedIn. We'll have a quick 30-minute phone call. I'll tell you if it's a good idea or not. I'll tell you why you should do it, how you should do it, where you should post it, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the different platforms, YouTube. Like, we have strategies for that. And I have found it to be a very, it's an amazing, amazing business. It's amazing businesses that I get to do. And we have an amazing team. We have an amazing team that can help you get that off of the ground and add value to your customers. And so I know this Built for More podcast was a little bit more technical, but I just had to talk about it. People were asking about it. And hopefully it will add value to you and what you're doing in 2024. And so with that, guys, thanks so much. If you have any questions for me, again, Instagram, LinkedIn, you can go over there and ask me anything. And we'll see you next time on another episode of the Built for More podcast.